The town was not yet awake, and I walked through the streets like a stranger come out of the sea, shrugging off weed and wave and darkness with each step, or like an inquisitive shadow determined to miss nothing. Not the preliminary tremor in the throat of the dawn saying cock, or the first whirring nudge of arranged time in the belly of the alarm clock on the trinketed chest of drawers under the knitted text and the done-by-hand watercolours of Porthcawl or Trinidad. I walked past the small sea-spying windows, behind whose trim curtains lay mild-mannered men and women not yet awake, and, for all I could know, terrible and violent in their dreams. In the head of Miss Hughes, the cosy, clashed the symbols of an eastern court. Eunuchs struck gongs the size of Bethesda Chapel. Sultans with voices fiercer than visiting preachers demanded a most un-Welsh dance. Everywhere there glowed and rayed the colours of the small slate-grey woman's dreams. Purple, magenta, ruby, sapphire, emerald, vermilion, honey. But I could not believe it. She knitted in her tidy sleep world a beige woolen shroud with "Thou shalt not" on the bosom.